Translation: O my Lord, you are the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, and your transcendental forearm form, holding conchal, disc, club and lotus, is unnatural for this world. Please withdraw this form and become just like a natural human child, so that I may try to hide you somewhere. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Devaki was thinking of hiding the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not handing him over to Kamsa as she had all her previous children. Although Vasudev had promised to hand over every child to Kamsa, this time he wanted to break his promise and hide the child somewhere. But because of the Lord's appearance in this surprising forearm form, he would be impossible to hide. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Rupam Shri Rupam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanatamsha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpataruvyascha Kripasinduvyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this morning we are reading from 10th Canto Chapter 3 Verse 30th. First of all, I would like to thank Bhaktivedanta Manor committee that who allowed me to speak here, and I seek all of your blessings before I speak, and maybe whatever I speak can inspire you in your Krishna consciousness. We have heard in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam Evam Yuveti Tattvata Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mameti Suarjuna. The transcendental appearance and pastimes of Lord. Whoever understands this transcendental nature of the appearance and pastimes of the Lord will never take birth again once they leave this body. So here we can see that the Lord has appeared in front of Mother Devaki in a Chaturbhuj form, in a form of Vishnu holding Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. Ordinarily, whenever we see if there is a birth of a living entity, the living entity is covered with lot of mucus and bodily fluids, and you have to clean that living entity, and it takes few months before they start sitting or crawling, and what to speak about when they start running or speaking. Speaking doesn't happen before 1.5 years, but here you can see that immediately as soon as the Lord is born, He's not only standing, but also speaking to Mother Devaki. Acharyas explain that Mother Devaki was serving the Lord in Vatsalya Bhav, in a parenting emotions, with the emotion of as a parent, taking care of Krishna as parent. And even Mother Yashoda was also serving Krishna in Vatsalya Bhav. But the difference between Devaki and Yashoda is, Devaki knew right at the time of giving birth that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Vishnu. Because he appeared in front of her in the Chaturbhuj form. Whereas Mother Yashoda just saw Krishna as a small baby, of her own baby. But amazing thing, most amazing thing is, you can see in this verse, that as soon as Krishna was born, he was in the Chaturbhuj form, still Mother Devaki, overpowered by her love, her Vatsalya Bhav for Krishna, she immediately thought of protecting the Lord and hiding him somewhere. When Lord appeared as Varadev, it is said the size of Varadev was so huge that between the two hairs, each pore of Varadev, all the oceans of the universe could fill up that gap, and still some amount, some gap would remain. That was the size of Varadev. And here the same Varadev appeared as Vishnu, and Devaki is thinking of hiding him out of parental affection. I remember one pastime from Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Jagannath Mishra would many times chastise little Nimai, because he would trouble many sadhus. When sadhus will be taking bath in Ganges, he would hide their clothes, and he would trouble sometimes some devotees. And Jagannath Mishra would many times correct him by chastising him. And one night, Jagannath Mishra had a dream. And in the dream, he saw a very divine looking Brahmana. And the Brahmana started telling him that, do you know who is your son? Saying, your son is the absolute truth. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is none other than Lord Narayan. How can you even think of chastising him? How can you think of punishing him? In the dream only, Jagannath Mishra is arguing with that Brahmana that he may be Supreme Personality of Godhead, but my duty as a father is to correct my son. Because he is in the mood of Vatsalya. Here we can see that Devaki has got this opportunity to become mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead after undergoing lot of austerities, lot of atrocities, and lot of difficulties. As we understand from the pastime, as soon as she was married and Kansa was driving the chariot to take her to her husband's house, there was a noise, there was a voice from the sky declaring that the 8th son of Devaki would be the cause of your death. And immediately Kansa's mind changed, and he caught hold of her hair and dragged her down the chariot, and he wanted to kill her. But at that time, her husband, because his primary duty was to protect his wife, he somehow or other convinced Kamsa that, please don't kill her. You have fear from her 8th son. I promise you that I will get each and every son of ours to you, and you can do whatever you want. And they knew Masudev was a man of integrity, man of words. So Kamsa trusted Vasudev. And then both of them were put in the prison. And we know what happened in the prison. I remember once I was preaching in a medical college, and one of the students asked me a question. That Kamsa was such a powerful demon, but I think he was not intelligent. I said, why? He's saying he should have just put Devaki and Vasudev in separate prison. He shouldn't have allowed them to have children. That was the most easiest way to avoid his death. And I was thinking, see, this is what the way the modern people think. But even Kamsa was such a great demon, but he never thought of separating husband and wife. He didn't think of separating. Once they are married, means they are together. There is no question of separation. And also, he never thought of committing abortion. He could have killed the children in the womb, but he could not think of these two things. But actually in the modern days, both these things are very, very common. So we can see how the Kaliyuga mentality, the Kamsa-like mentality has degraded to what an extent. So Devaki was giving birth after birth, and all her six sons were killed ruthlessly right in front of her in the prison house. And here she is saying that I want to hide you because of out of fear of Kamsa. Now let us understand what was Kamsa's consciousness at that point of time. Kamsa knew that now six children are killed, seventh was an abortion. So the eighth child is going to be the cause of my death. So constantly he was thinking of Lord Vishnu because he was afraid of his death. He was constantly, whatever, even the curtains would move, he would see the Vishnu. When he would drink water, he would see Vishnu. He was constantly Krishna conscious. But is this a sign of a devotee? He was thinking of Krishna, but he was thinking of Krishna unfavorably. So many times we see that there are people, there are modern scientists, who are doing research after research to defy God. And they are thinking how to prove that God doesn't exist. So in their consciousness there is God, but they are not God conscious. They are unfavorably conscious of God. And this is not devotional service. There is a story in Mahabharata that Krishna had a mirror. And in that mirror, whoever was thinking of him at that point of time, the most, whenever Krishna would get that mirror in front of him, he would see the face of that particular person. So at the time of battle, just when the battle was about to begin, Krishna got that mirror in front of him. And all the Pandavas were waiting to see whose face Krishna will see now. Who is thinking of Krishna the most? Who is that great devotee? Who is constantly thinking of Krishna with great intensity? And guess what? Whose face appeared? Shakuni. Shakuni was thinking of Krishna the most. Why? Because he was on the opposite party and he knew Krishna is not going to lift a weapon, Krishna is not going to fight, but Krishna must be making different plans how to defeat us. So he was thinking more than any other great devotee of Krishna. Because Krishna is unlimited, so many devotees. And they could be also thinking of Krishna, but here Shakuni was thinking of Krishna. So we don't follow Shakuni as Mahajan, because Shakuni was not thinking of Krishna in a favorable way. There was another scientist, he wanted to do research on Vedas. Why? Because once he studied Sanskrit for 30 years and then he wanted to write commentaries on Veda to prove that, to defy God, and that the Vedas are, you know, they are just imaginary, they are mythological literature. He wanted to write that. And he did that. For 30 years he studied Sanskrit and then 31st year he started writing his commentaries on Rig Veda. And he also wrote, he was writing on different culture of India, and he was saying that what is this in one place in Jagannath Puri, millions of people gather for one day, getting these wooden people out of the temple or out of their palace and dragging them on a chariot. Is it the activity of children? You know, how can they worship like this? And he wrote very, very blasphemous literature. But what happened? He was from Great Britain. What happened? Did Jagannath Rath Yatra stop? In fact, Jagannath came to London and he started Rath Yatra in London. So whatever, whenever even these demons like Kamsa or Shakuni, even though they are thinking of Krishna unfavorably, constantly thinking of killing Krishna, but actually it is not possible. Mother Devaki is very scared, she is very fearful that what will happen to my Krishna, you know, Kamsa will kill him. But actually what can Krishna do? Krishna can do anything. Krishna can just go in the heart of Kamsa, block one of the coronary arteries, blast it, myocardial infarction, he can die. It can go to the brain, one of the carotid arteries, hemorrhage, in the midbrain, and second eye. But Krishna did not want to do that. Krishna appeared in the form of Chaturbhuja. For what? The first verse we read. For the transcendental appearance and pastimes of the Lord. Whoever understands this and relishes this and discusses this, they will go back to him at the end of the life. So here we are seeing that Devaki, in front of her, she is having this beautiful darshan of Chaturbhuj form. We can understand that for so many years, she underwent so many difficulties. It was not easy for her to have one child, to see that child killed in front of her, and then again to have a second child, to see that child murdered, third child. Is it easy? Many times when we see in our devotional service, we are performing devotional service and we are not successful. And what happens? We become depressed. No, I do not want to continue. Second time failure. No, I don't want to continue. Here she went on and on and on. Just go on doing this service, which was extremely painful. Just for one reason. That the eighth son will be born. And who will liberate this world from the demoniac forces. And here we can see, this is the culmination of her devotional service. Vishnu has appeared right in front of her. And she should be in great ecstasy, right? But instead of that, what is she thinking? I want to hide you. So let us understand, one of our brahmacharis, he was asking that when he was in distributing books, one gentleman asked him that why have you given up, you know, all the opulences and you have accepted this renounce order of life, performing so many austerities, distributing books, you know, staying in ashram. He said, no, I want to see Krishna. I want to go back to Godhead. So the gentleman asked him, what will you do once you see Krishna? So he was thinking, yes, what will I do when I see Krishna? So here also we must try to understand, suppose if Vishnu comes in front of us, what will we do? Let us understand from the scriptures, what did devotees do when Vishnu came in front of them? Fun example which comes in front in my mind is Parikshit. When Parikshit was in the womb of Uttara, at that time Ashwatthama released Brahmastra. Because he wanted to destroy the last ansh of Pandavas. And actually it is said that Brahmastra killed Parikshit in the womb. But Krishna appeared in the womb and Parikshit had darshan of Krishna because Krishna revived him. So at that time he had the darshan of the Chaturbhuj form of the Lord. And when he came out of the womb, he was constantly looking for that form. Whenever he would see anybody, he would try to, is he the person who saved me? Is he the person whose darshan I had in Krishna? And that is why he was doing pariksha, examination of every person. That's why his name was Parikshit. And what did Parikshit Maharaj do? He led such a pious life. He was the one who protected Dharma. He ruled the kingdom on the basis of Dharma for so many years. And he established God consciousness. Let us understand, what did Dhruva do? Dhruva was a small child who was insulted by his mother and stepmother. And he was not allowed to sit on the throne. And she insulted him that you cannot sit on this throne till the time you take birth from my womb. 5 years old Dhruva. Dhruva means determination. He was determined that I want to sit on this throne. He went to his mother. His mother was who? Suniti. Suniti means one who gives good guidance. And she gave him guidance that you should go in the forest, perform austerities and in search for Lord Vishnu. He is the one who can give you this throne. He is the one who can actually make you the biggest king. So she guided him. Apparently looking at a negative situation, she converted into the most positive event. She could have told him that son, what can I do? I am not the favorite wife of your father. You know, we have to just learn to tolerate. No. She gave him the good guidance. The person who can give you is Lord Vishnu. And you should approach him. And he went to the forest. And ultimately he had a meeting with Lord Vishnu. And when he saw Lord Vishnu, what did he do? He was completely speechless. And Lord Narayan put his conchal on his head. And then he started saying that actually I was after the broken pieces of glass. But when I have got a diamond in front of me, I do not want anything. But Lord Vishnu gave him the kingdom. And he knew because he would be the right ruler. And he ruled for so many years. We also see Narada Muni. In his previous life, when he was a small child, he was staying with his mother in the forest. And because of the association of Mahabhagavats, he got some taste in Krishna consciousness. And then suddenly his mother died at a young age. And because he had heard from the sadhus that the goal of life is to achieve Lord Vishnu, to go back to Godhead, he went in the forest, he started performing tapasya. And during when he was performing tapasya, at one point of time, Lord Narayan came out of his heart and gave him darshan. When Lord Narayan gave him darshan, he became ecstatic. And then Lord Narayan disappeared. Why? To increase his feeling of separation, that I want to achieve you. And then Lord Narayan tells him that you have to perfect your life more. And then he performed more devotional service and attained the life of Narada Muni. So in these three examples, we see that whenever a devotee sees Lord Narayan, he intensifies his devotional service. And there is another example of Duryodhan and Karna. When Lord Krishna came as a messenger of peace in the palace of Hastinapur, he showed his Vishwarup form to everyone. Even after seeing that form, Duryodhan was not convinced. He continued to work on his demonic plans and to destroy Pandavas. In fact, Krishna went personally to meet Karna to explain to him that please give up the association of Duryodhan and Dushasan and please join the party of Pandavas. But still, Karna did not change. So we understand from all these five examples that it is important to see the Lord, but what is more important is what do you do after seeing the Lord? Here you can see Mother Devaki, she should be in ecstasy that Lord Krishna has finally taken birth. All her austerities, all her atrocities have come to an end. But she is immediately thinking of performing more service to the Lord. That I want to hide you. I want to protect you. We can see from the example of our Srila Prabhupada that how much he struggled for years to fulfill the instructions given by his spiritual master. That please go in the western countries and preach the message of Godhead. And for years he was preparing himself. Even after he took sannyas, it was not easy for him. That 10 years struggle in Vrindavan, writing Srimad Bhagavatam, approaching, first of all getting a visa, getting a sponsor, and then getting a ticket. It was not easy for him. He waited for days outside Sumati Muraj's office. And he had to convince her that please give me one free passage to America. And even after he reached America, it was not that immediately everything was there for him. 1 year he struggled. There was nobody who could help him. Many times Srila Prabhupada came to the seashore where Jalduta was parked. And he would think, I should go back. But then again he would remember, no, I want to fulfill the instructions of my spiritual master. And that's why I must work hard. And he really struggled. And we see what happened. Krishna gave him everything. So many temples, so many books, so many devotees all over the world. And it was not that after he got all that, he was peaceful. Now I don't have to do anything. Still, he continued to perform more and more devotional service till the last breath of his life. He was translating. He did not want to waste a single moment, even after getting so much success. So we can understand one point from this pastime, that how Devaki also, even after having the darshan of Lord Vishnu, she's thinking of serving Lord. So service to the Lord is the possession, it is the wealth of a devotee. And he wants to continue to do more and more and more service. Also in this purport, we see that Vasudev, Prabhupada writes that Vasudev, he already offered his 6 sons. But now, he wanted to break his promise. He did not want to give this particular son. Vasudev is a man of integrity. But still he wanted to break this promise. Why? Again, for the service of the Lord. Because he wanted to perform this service of destroying the demoniac forces from this world. And for that reason, Krishna had to be taken away from Mathura. And that's why he did not want to give Krishna to Kamsa. Again, we can see from Mahabharata, that Yudhishthir was also compared to Vasudeva, a man of great integrity. And when in the battle of Kurukshetra, after Bhishma Dev was on the bed of arrows, Dronacharya became the next commander in chief. And he was really destroying the armies of Pandavas. He was really like a hurricane who was just destroying all the army of Pandavas, so many soldiers. But Krishna then decided that Dronacharya has to be killed. And how could they kill Dronacharya? It was not possible. So they made a plan. And at the plan of Krishna, first Bhima killed an elephant named Ashwatthama. Krishna knew the attachment of Dronacharya to his son Ashwatthama. He said, only if he gets the news that Ashwatthama is killed, then only he will put off all his weapons and then we can kill him. Dhrishtadyumna was meant to kill Dronacharya. But first he had to put off all his weapons. And Bhima said, Ashwatthama is killed, Ashwatthama is killed. But Dronacharya didn't believe. He looked at Yudhishthir. Because he knew only Yudhishthir never speaks lie. He always speaks the truth. And when he looked at Yudhishthir, Krishna told Yudhishthir, you have to speak. And what did he say? Ashwatthama narova kunjurova. He spoke that very softly. The Ashwatthama, the elephant is killed. But when Dronacharya heard this, that Ashwatthama is killed, Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. When he heard that Ashwatthama is killed, he completely became nervous. He left all his weapons and he sat in a yoga posture. And at that time, Dhrishtadyumna killed. So we can see here, Krishna forced Yudhishthir to speak something which was apparently not the truth. But because it was spoken for the higher cause, that is why it is allowed. But we cannot take out of this that we can speak anything because we are devotees, we can speak the untruth, we can use it in devotional service. No. Here Vasudev was a man of integrity and the cause was protection of Krishna. And that is the reason he was speaking that I do not want to give Krishna to Kamsa. Devaki is saying here that I want to hide Krishna. Who can hide Krishna? Where can you hide Krishna? How can you hide Krishna? Krishna is the absolute truth. He is within and without. He is within every atom. He is in between the atoms. Where can you hide him? But she is thinking out of parental affection, after motherly affection, she wants to hide Krishna. There is a pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Lord Chaitanya never wanted anybody to glorify him. But once Advaita Acharya decided, he came with all the devotees outside Gambira and instead of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they all started chanting, Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari, Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari. And what Chaitanya heard this, he covered his ears and, Vishnu, Vishnu, why are they chanting my names? And he told Govinda, please tell them to stop. I mean, Govinda came outside, but they didn't listen to him. Then Lord Chaitanya himself came out. He said, Advaita, why are you chanting my names? You should be chanting the names of Lord Krishna. So he said, but you, Krishna has appeared in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we want to glorify you. And we will not stop chanting Jai Sachinandana Gaur Hari. And then suddenly Advaita Acharya looked at the sun and he started moving his hand. So Lord Chaitanya is telling him, what are you doing? He said, I am trying to hide the sun. He said, how can you hide the sun? Is it possible to hide the sun? So Advaita Acharya is saying, exactly that is what I am trying to tell you. That how can you hide, how can we hide your glories? You know, you are all pervading, you are the most magnificent incarnation in Kali Yuga. And we are going to chant Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari. And Lord Chaitanya immediately left that place. He went to Gambira, he covered his ears and he went to sleep. He said, I don't want to hear this. He was trying to hide himself. But can anyone hide Krishna? There is no place on this planet where you can hide Krishna. Who can hide Krishna? Here also we can see that Lord has appeared in the four-handed form. Lord Vishnu has four hands. Two holds Shankha and Padma, which gives benediction to the devotees. And two hold Gada and Chakra to destroy the demoniac forces. And here Mother Devaki is telling that please convert yourself into two-handed forms because this is very unnatural form. And she wants him to hold, have two-handed form, which is the form which we all worship. Two-handed form of Lord Krishna playing flute is a Rasaraj, the original Krishna in the spiritual world. And she's requesting him, please take this form because I want to hide you, I want to protect you. Krishna is a dharma samsthapak. He comes to establish dharma. But here, a devotee wants to become dharma rakshak. He wants to protect Krishna. So we understand from this how important it is to become a dharma rakshak. Lord Chaitanya, when he met six Goswamis, he told them, he gave them four instructions. Why? For the protection of dharma. Please excavate the holy places, establish temples, write holy scriptures. And the fourth one was, write Vaishnav etiquette, about Vaishnav etiquette, where you show to the devotees in general world that how the behavior of Vaishnavas should be with each other and in general with all people in the world. So this is what is Dharma Raksha? Dharma Raksha is first of all to have our own strong spiritual foundation by practicing our sadhana, by hearing and chanting. The second is by maintaining the culture, protecting the culture which is required to establish dharma. Culture of protecting the cows, culture of respect, culture of proper etiquette, because without the proper culture, Krishna consciousness cannot be practiced. Srila Prabhupada established temples. Why? Because in this morning program, whatever you are doing is actually giving you culture of Krishna consciousness. And the third way you protect dharma is by spreading the knowledge, by doing book distribution and by reading yourself those same books. So here Devaki is taking the position of a dharma rakshak. And Srila Prabhupada also always wanted us to be dharma rakshak, and that is why he established ISKCON. We should never leave ISKCON and always be protective about ISKCON. There is nothing better outside ISKCON. Whatever outside forces may tell you that Prabhupada did not give this or ISKCON doesn't have this, Prabhupada has given this ISKCON for our protection, and we have to protect dharma. One who protects dharma, dharma protects them. And I would end with a beautiful story from a Brahmana whose name is Tukaram, a great saint. He was a great saint. He was very, very Krishna conscious. And he would write in a simple language, village language, Abhanga. These abhangas were like how Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our acharyas have written bhajans. Like this, where these abhangas, which are actually conclusion of all the Vedic scriptures. And he was becoming very, very powerful. There were a lot of villagers who were becoming devotees of Krishna. In fact, he got his initiation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in Maharashtra. And he was the guru of Shivaji. So Tukaram had written many, many abhangas. And one day, the local brahmanas, they said, because they knew how powerful he was becoming. So they said, you cannot read these abhangas, and rather we will destroy all these abhangas. And they pressurized him to put all the abhangas in the river, River Indrani. And all the copies of the abhangas were actually immersed in River Indrani. And Tukaram was very depressed. He was very, very upset. Because he had really struggled very hard to write this abhangas. So he sat down on the bank of Indrani and he started praying very intensely to the Lord that please, these abhangas are not different than you and this will change the world. Please you appear again. His family also joined him. And by intensely doing his prayers, on the 13th day, the goddess Indrani, the goddess of the river, she came out with all the abhangas. And she gave him the abhangas. And what happened? Even now, these abhangas are most famous and so many devotees all over the world, they chant them. And they are like the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. And they are followed by so many devotees. So we understand here that Devaki also underwent lot of struggles, a lot of austerities. And now Lord has appeared in front of her. It is not very easy for the appearance of the Lord. You have to perform lot of austerities, go through a lot of difficulties, atrocities, so that the Lord appears. Lord appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Advaita Acharya called out to him. He worshipped Shaligram Shila with Gangajal and Tulsi and called out, please appear. Please appear in this Kali Yuga and destroy these demoniac forces because they are not allowing people to practice Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada has given us this ISKCON. And Krishna has appeared in the form of holy name. And we must understand that if we want Lord to appear in our heart, we must call out to the holy name with great intensity and pray to the holy name that please release us of all the material fear. Material fear will take you away from Krishna. But spiritual fear, what fear and anxiety Devaki is experiencing, he's here. That will bring closer to Krishna, that will intensify the devotional service. And so we understand that how here Mother Devaki is praying out of great motherly affection that please Lord, I want to hide you. Which is very, very impossible. It is not possible to hide the Lord. But here in this verse we can see that how out of great affection she is even thinking of hide Lord Vishnu. Hare Krishna.